Good morning, everyone. I trust you're all safe and well. Echoing St. Paul today, I would like to see you free from all worry. Pope Benedict wrote that our first reading today from the book of Deuteronomy is the key to understanding the whole of the New Testament, because the reading concerns this promise: I will raise up a prophet like yourself and put my words into his mouth. This implies two things. Firstly, that the prophets of Israel were not soothsayers. They didn't read palms. They were men of God who spoke God's word with God's authority, and at the same time showed the path that the people should seek and follow. God's Spirit inspired them. Moses was revered as the greatest of the prophets because he was close to God. He's described as speaking to God as to a friend, face to face. His authority to lead, to liberate, to teach, and to gather the Israelites into a people came directly from God. Secondly, the promise of a second Moses implies that the liberation from slavery in Egypt and settlement in the Promised Land wasn't an end in itself, but part of a longer journey towards union with God. So a new Moses was needed, who would lead God's people in a more far-reaching kind of exodus to the fullness of salvation. The promise made to Moses is fulfilled in the New Testament witness that salvation comes through Jesus the Christ. Christians believe that Jesus is the new Moses. Mark wrote his gospel to demonstrate this and to demonstrate the intimacy between Jesus and God. Jesus was the Son of God, the Messiah. He is filled with the power of the Spirit, the life of God. From the start, Mark wants to show that the true identity of Jesus will only become clear at the end of the story. That's why Mark often describes Jesus as forbidding talk about himself, as in today's incident when the unclean spirits called him the Holy One of God. Mark doesn't hesitate either to show that even among his followers there was much misunderstanding and uncertainty about Jesus, just as there is today among people. The incident at Capernaum is the first of a series of demonstrations in the Gospel of Mark that Jesus embodies God's authority in what he says and does. In the synagogue at Capernaum, Jesus spoke and acted with authority. The congregation was bewildered because they'd never heard the like. They were used to preachers who backed up their words by quoting sources of rabbinic wisdom, much as I refer to minds greater than my own when I prepare a homily. Jesus didn't do that. Unlike the scribes, Mark says, he taught them with authority. When Jesus speaks, something happens. Jesus always brings about a change for good in broken lives. Today, a sick man was freed from his demons. No wonder the people were astonished. What is this? A new teaching and with authority. Mark is at pains to show that this is God's authority, and that Jesus shares a deep intimacy with his heavenly Father. Pope Francis evocatively describes this relationship when he says that Jesus Christ is the face of the Father's mercy. So what does all this mean for us? I said earlier that for Mark, the true identity of Jesus will only become clear at the end of the story. In today's scene in the synagogue, Jesus comes across as a great teacher, a miracle worker, a healer. Undoubtedly, Jesus illuminated hearts and minds and set free those enchained by their demons. Nevertheless, Mark is saying that Jesus is much more than this, and the congregation's perplexity shows that Jesus can't be pigeonholed. "Who is this?" they muttered. Until the eyes of faith are opened, Jesus' identity will elude definition. It can take a lifetime to recognize Jesus fully. For Mark, it's only at the foot of the cross that we can start to grasp the mystery of who Jesus is. Only here can we begin to get a clearer awareness of what it means to call Jesus the Christ, the Holy One of God. Today there are many among us who are anxious, frightened even. People are worried and afraid about losing control of their lives and livelihoods, and losing a sense of well-being, losing a sense of direction. When will it all end? As we gather today, the Holy One who suffered, died, and rose again meets us here and now, in the midst of our troubles, our fears, our demons, our loves and our strengths. And he will respond to our need. Don't forget his promise to us. "I am with you always, even to the end of time." We should also remind ourselves that the same Spirit that was with Jesus dwells in our hearts and minds too, through baptism. Every day we pray to the Father, "Deliver us from evil." If we trust in Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord will come to help us in our own difficulties. So, let us with a gladsome mind praise the Lord, for he is kind, for his mercies endure, ever faithful, ever sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening. God bless.